Okay, I want to introduce as an introduction speaker. This man has been a great, great friend of God and of the ministry. And he's from Morning Star, the Bible Speaks Church of Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Sterling Johnson. And he has faithfully served under Pastor Willis Moses for many, many years. And then God raised him up, and he's the pastor of the church. And I think Brooklyn alone, 10 million people, 8 to 10. That's just one part of New York. So he's got a great vision for the city of Brooklyn, and it's a great pleasure to introduce him. Pastor Sterling Johnson, you're welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. That's what I do. It's good to be here. By the grace of God, we made it here, not to do anything but receive, you know, to receive. And that's what I came here for. But thank God that I'm here. Thank God for this body. Oh, give yourself a hand. Oh, man, thank God for you. I'm just really blessed to be here. And I say this here. Whenever I want to get each one of you to come and visit Brooklyn, because you know what? You have a portion in the body. And I just love to see it expressed in you. But I love this ministry. Thank God for that youngster over there, Pastor Shibeli. You know, I don't care how old he gets. He's still, I love to follow him. Ah, man. But it's good here. Thank God for my wife, Barbara. Yeah. And I bring with you Pastor Staples and Mrs. Staples from Brooklyn. And what am I up here for? To edify you. And I just want to tell you, there was a song that we sang, and I would like, I usually do this in Brooklyn. I say, hit it, Sam. And this song says, I know who I am. Now, I remember, and I'm just going to tell you this quick story. When Pastor Shallow was down there and we hit the streets of Brooklyn, and we took control of the streets because the Spirit and the Word was in charge, and we were just led by it. But this song was played, and have you ever heard it? Do you know who you are? Can you say, I know who I am? Do you know where you're at? Can you say, I know where I'm at? And how'd the rest go, Barbara? See, I told she was going to do that. But it's really important that we really express what God has given to us when we are around each other and when we're coming together like this here. It's really good to express it and not be, you know, like... Not praise God. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise.
Look at your neighbor and say praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm here. I'm excited that I'm here. You can't stop me now. Because God has brought us together to receive from Him. And I love it when God brings His body together. And in His body is a fullness of joy. It's so much because God has given us so much. I'm so privileged to be a part of the body of Christ, to be in a finished work ministry where we have received all kinds of categories of the Word of God, precisely and specifically in our souls, where that at any given time God might say, I want you to testify or express what God has done. So in saying all that, I'm so glad to be here. And I was thinking of the scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, about love. And I know that we say we love, and I know that we say we have it, but you ever meet somebody okay, I just want to be practical. You look nice the way you're dressed. In your jeans and everything. in your suit and everything. But remember this, God saw you when you woke up this morning. And that's amazing, because that's how God deals with us, just like we are. And when we come just like we are and are in a posture to receive what God has for us, it's amazing that we can really praise God in the spirit, and we can rejoice in what God is prepared for us, even tonight. And I thank God for that. And I was thinking about in 1 Corinthians 13, it's a description of God's love. Now, we have a certain way to say, I love you. Can you tell your neighbor to say, I love you? Now, look at, now, let the neighbor next to you say, I love you too. Now look back at them and say, yeah, right. You ever did that with people? And you say, really, I really care for you, and I love you with God's love. But don't mess around. Don't do something that would disturb my kind of love. But here in 1 Corinthians, it gives you a description of God's love. It describes it so beautifully, a description in details of God's love. God gives us his love to be patient, his love to be long. It's like amazing what God gives us through his word. But that's a description. And then later on in Jude 21, he says, now keep yourself in this love through the Spirit. And I was just saying, wow, it's so beautiful to be around people that are like-minded, that has the same love that God has and is able to express it. I just want to say I love you so much. You come to Brooklyn, you'll see that we'll love you. After this is over, let's travel there and help me out. But in all trueness, I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for being in a covering, in a body where I'm covered and protected. And God provides me what I need for every detail of my life. And thank God for the men of God that God has here in this ministry that is able to give us what we need for life. You know? And I just love it. I don't want to, this is just a hi Sidoni. Hey Zane. Oh. Do you know who you are? I just wish I had that song to play for a minute so I could show you how you can really dance. Because let me just close out with this here. I remember when Pastor Shallow heard that song at my house, and he said, wow. The next thing you know, when he got in the church and we played it.
Stand with me. Luke chapter 22. Pastor Staples and his wife are on an adventure to Trinidad. Trinidad. When do you leave? 27th of December. Wow. They're going to Trinidad to spy out the land and see what God will do. It's amazing. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. This is an amazing verse, and Jesus speaks this, and this is... Take this as a verse of real edification. What does it mean to edify someone? Well, Pastor Sterling just did it. It means to establish them, strengthen them, comfort them, help them to make progress, help them to go to the next step, the next place, moving them on spiritually. That's edification. And it says, the Lord said unto And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. In the Greek language, it says he's demanded you back for himself, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Some people say, well, that Jesus' prayer wasn't answered. Oh, yes, it was. Peter had faith in God's mercy, even though he failed. Let your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Father, bless this time that we have today. Thank you for Pastor Schaller once again and his leadership. And bless him, God, tonight. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This is an amazing verse. When you think about building people up, and I talked to somebody the other day. They said, I go to church, I get beat up. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't want to know where you go, and I'm not interested. But God would desire for us to come to church, to come to the Bible and see God himself, to be in the church, to be in fellowship so that we would be built up. When I read the Bible, do I get condemned or built up? I get what? Built up. I'm supposed to get built up. That is the intention of God's word. And so Jesus is telling Peter something. And it's really amazing because he says, Simon, Simon, by the way, Satan can't sift Peter, Peter. He can only sift Simon, Simon, the old sin nature. That's why nobody in the Bible has a last name except for Iscariot. Because the last name is genetics. Sorry about that. Okay, let's leave that one behind. Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. And this is amazing because he's telling Simon, you're going to fail. It's going to happen. But I am not going to put you away. I am going to continue to use you. I have called you. The gifts and calling of God, Romans 11:29, are without God changing his mind. Isn't that amazing? The gifts and the calling of God, even if you wear dungarees, are without God changing his mind. It's incredible. He's going to build Peter up. He's going to build him up even when he is going to fail miserably. Walking with Jesus for 3.5 years and seeing what he saw and then denying the Lord 3 times, it says verbally, but actually it's a much larger denial than that. And that I'm going to use you. I am not going to remove you. I'm going to use you. I am here to encourage you and to build you. I'm the God who builds people up. And it's amazing that he would... Are you with me? Okay. It's amazing he would use Peter to minister to John Mark. And listen how John Mark went down the wrong road and made kind of some bad mistakes. In Mark 14, verse 72... It said, at the cross, there was a young man who ran away and actually his clothing fell off, although he still has some clothing on. His clothing fell off. He ran away. And because it's in the first person singular, most Bible scholars believe Mark was writing about himself. He fled Jesus and he fled the cross. Then in Acts 15, verse 41, when Barnabas, who was his uncle, said to Paul, we're going to bring John Mark with us on the mission field. He said, no, we're not. John Mark deserted us prior in Acts 13. He departed. He went against, John Mark went against Paul and the gospel. So think about this. He left Jesus in the cross and then Paul in the gospel. Any hope for this man? 2 Timothy 4:11. Bring John Mark with you. He is profitable to me for the ministry. What was he doing? He was edifying John Mark. He was establishing him in who he is. He was strengthening him, encouraging him, building him up, and edifying him. And this is what we need. I need to be built up. And by the way, if it's not always happening like you think it should, how about Jude 20? Building up yourselves, hello, in the most holy faith, keeping yourself, as he said, in the love of God. Do you ever build up yourself? I know who I am. Hello. Well, some of you could smile. You look like a gravestone. Wow. Think how people are at Ravens games.
Huh? Build yourself up. Bill Enzor says, I'm an awesome Christian. Amen? Yeah. Say that to yourself. Satan hates that. You walk around beating yourself up, condemning yourself, living in insecurity. I always do that. I could never do that. And Sonny McDonald's got to say, I'm an awesome believer. I got a call from God. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to build myself up. You got that, Ben Wilichek? Yeah, after last night, you better build yourself up. You missed it at the banquet. You know. It's called musical chairs. I thought it was like musical rugby. That's what it looked like to me a bit, you know? Wow. There was a war going on about who's going to get the last chair. Building yourself up. Edify myself. Instead of beating myself up. I did it again. I could never do that. You know, I'm just not a good Christian. I just never seem to make it. It's always this problem. It's always the way it is. That's the story of my life. Shut up. If you're going to talk that way, just button it up. Isn't that what Pastor Stephen used to say? Button it up. Just be quiet. There's when that verse comes through. Be still and know that he is God. Are you with me? Just be quiet. I like it. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. The Satan is really attacking the high priest. He's attacking the high priest. He's got dirty garments on. He's unrighteous is what he means. He's got dirty garments on. The high priest is a sinner. And then Jesus says, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? He built him up. Even in that condition, this is what's going to change people's lives. Not calling what's going on as if it's the truth, but calling those things that are not as though they were. Yeah. Romans 4:17. Husband builds the wife up. Awesome wife. There's no greater cook than my wife. I'm sorry. Say that about your wife too. No greater wife. She's the best. Did you hear me? She's the best. Oh, say it to your wife if your wife is sitting next to you. You're the best. Huh? Pastor Ambrose, go ahead. I'm waiting for you. Say it to Melody. The best. Building. Building people up. Say it to your mother. Huh? Say it to your children. Edification. This is really what makes the difference, and this is what happens with people. How can we expect people to walk with God without being built up first? There's a lot of people that demand a lot of things out of Christians and out of churches, but people don't know who they are. They have no idea who they are, and so they walk around not knowing who they are. Why would we expect them to be able to do anything? But when they know who they are, Paul said, listen, can you imagine? You get converted on the road to Damascus. And you're walking on the road. You're going to kill Christians. Jesus opens up heaven. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. You go, God, I'm finished. What's next? A lightning bolt? Rise up. I'll show you what you're going to do. And then he tries to join the apostles in Acts 9. And they say, get him out of here. Get him out of here. How do we know he's gotten converted? Get him out of here. Well, you know what? Paul had to build himself up. He had to edify himself, strengthen himself, establish himself, make progress himself. Edification, building myself up. This is the key. What do you think Satan wants to do? You think he wants to build you up?
Hello?
He ain't looking to build anybody up. He's looking to rip us off and tear us down and destroy us. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Imagine this. Here's Elijah. And after he has this amazing victory in 1 Kings 18. It's him against 800 prophets of Baal. And he wins. Can you imagine? Huh? Hear us, O God. They're screaming and they're cutting themselves, trying to get some demonic god to respond. And nothing happens. And then all of a sudden he gets an email from Jezebel. You ever get an email from Jezebel? Huh? He gets an email. You put those, you press the word trash on those things. Not even read. I can tell within five words whether this email shouldn't be not even read. Trash! Delete! He gets an email from Jezebel, a letter. He runs into the wilderness. And he said, kill me, God. Didn't he say that? What am I doing here? They want to kill me. He's depressed. And God builds him up. Elijah, what are you doing here? Elijah, what are you doing here? I want you to go and anoint three people. This is your calling. You're Elijah the prophet. Don't live in depression. Don't live in discouragement. Don't live in the past. Don't live in your sin nature. Don't live in your failure. Don't live in any of that. Live in who I've made you to be. Are you with me?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you with me? Who said thank you? You said thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He's building us up. Even Bill Alexson, Pastor Bill, can say, I'm the best basketball player that's ever lived. Last week I got him. This week I'm building him. No. Building yourself up. This is key. You see it through the scriptures. This is what had to happen with Naomi. Naomi said, call me Mara because look at what God has done to me. The hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Ruth chapter 1. And then Ruth joins her and she becomes the great-great-grandmother of King David. What did Ruth do? Built her up. Became her friend, walked with her, went back with her, became right close to her and next to her to establish her. Edification. Wasn't there a song years ago that said, and never was said a discouraging word, and the skies were not clouded, something like that? I don't remember that. Was it the Lone Ranger or something? Or Home on the Range? I don't know. Whatever, you know? Julius, you know what that was? No. Edification. This is what's necessary. Jacob needed it in Genesis 28. He's leaving the promised land and God gives him seven promises. Genesis 28, 10 through, I think it's 14 or 15. He gives him seven promises when he's leaving the promised land. Jacob, in 32 of Genesis, your name is no more Jacob, trickster, deceiver, swindler. Your name is Israel, one who has power with God. Don't live in your old nature. Edify yourself in who God has made you to be. Listen to these stones of edification about the church of Ephesus. When Paul was in Ephesus in Acts 19, they were yelling for 2 hours, great is Diana of the Ephesians. Imagine like to listen to that, the whole city yelling one thing. You know, great are the ravens of Baltimore. You can do that if you want, but not now. Listen, they're yelling it for 2 hours. It was unbelievable. And he's in Ephesus. And then he's going to see churches planted. There were seven churches planted in Ephesus. Now watch these verses. They're amazing. Acts 20, verse 32, he says to the Ephesians, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word is supposed to build me. Amen? When I read the Bible, it builds me. When I hear the Bible, it builds me. Don't let Satan or demons take the Bible and all of a sudden through unconscious, subconscious reflections, use it against us to beat us up when God the Spirit wants to build us up. It's the Bible. It's there to build me. Are you with me? Acts 20, 32. Then in Ephesians 2, 22, he says, the Spirit will build a habitation for God. What's the ministry of the Holy Spirit? Beat you or build you? Can't hear you. Build me. To build me. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to build me. Acts 9, 31. They edified, they were edified and they multiplied. Next, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. God gives gifts to edify the body. You have a gift from God, and it's for edification. Any gift that any of us have is to edify, strengthen, encourage, help people to advance and make progress. It's to build people up. That's what the gifts are for. All 16 of them are however many there are. Then you know what leaders are supposed to do in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12? Edify. Leadership is to edify. 2 Corinthians 10:8 and 2 Corinthians 13:10, Paul says, I did not receive authority for destruction, but for your edification. If anybody has authority, a father in a home, a mother, a teacher in a classroom, a pastor in a church, a minister in a church, somebody that's working over people, it is for edification. Are you with me? It's to edify people. So Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, leaders are to edify. Then it says in 4:16, the edifying of itself in love. What does love do, Pastor Sterling? Edifies. God's love edifies. Then in verse 29, it says grace edifies. Then in 1 Timothy 1:4, it says faith edifies. That's all for Ephesus, the stones of edification. And I love it. God says, you know what? I don't care what's going on or where you're at in your life. I'm here to build you. I'm here to help you to make progress. I'm here to strengthen you. I'm going to take you, John Mark. I'm going to take you, Peter. I'm going to take you, Naomi. I'm going to take you, Jacob. I'm going to take you, Elijah. And I'm going to edify you. So don't listen. Don't listen. Have a shield of faith that when things come in that are not edifying, they bounce off just like nothing. Just like nothing. Not going to hear it. But I'm going to let the things that edify sink down into my soul. And oh God, God is a God who edifies. Jesus said, I will build my church. And that's the word for edification. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Amen? I want to edify the Lynches. They're an amazing couple. Edify them. Edify Pastor Steve. Does an awesome job in the ministry. Can't run without him. Can't walk without him. I'm going to edify Pastor Cooper, who's an older man than me and a friend. I'm just joking. I'm going to edify him. He's been with me for 30 years evangelizing. I'm going to edify Oliver. I'm going to edify Pastor Wright. I'm going to edify Kathy Ryan, faithful, loyal believer who's been around for 40 years. Something like that. What did we call it? Ed Canino, the Caninos, edification, building people up. And we start to make it a spiritual habit, and it develops a pattern in our thinking. I went home last night, and Pastor Dwayne had a message on my phone. He said, that was an awesome message you preached. You're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was edified. I slept. Not at all. I just thought about being edified. We come to the Bible to be edified. We come to church to be edified. We're in the purpose of God to be edified. Edification. Edification, building. This is the key to the Christian life. I don't want to say words that are not edifying. I want to say words that build and encourage and strengthen and certainly bring in truth when it needs to be brought in. But words of edification. This is the key. This is amazing for all of us. At the end, you can see how Jesus edifies them. I don't care what they've done, they all scattered. They all went their way, and all of a sudden, Jesus was there. How about this for edification? They're fishing in John 21. He told them never to fish again. They went fishing. He says, children, did you catch anything to eat? They said, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. He didn't say, I got 11 more people I'm going to use. He said, let's go. I'm going to send you into all the world. It's amazing because he called them. He called them to build them. And this is what Christianity is all about. This is what we are all about. And we find people out there and not even saved. You can build them up and they can come to a place where they say yes to God. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you could be in Christ? It's amazing. Don't live in the past. Don't live in insecurities. Don't live in fears. Don't live in anxiety. Don't live in a self-evaluation or satanic accusation or the world analyzing you. Live in the edification of God. Amen? Father, thank you tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you for you build us up. You build us up, God. You built up that church of Ephesus. You built up a woman at a well. You built up Zacchaeus and Bartimaeus. You built up the woman in John 8. You build people up. Thank you. Mark 2, the paralyzed man, edification came in. Matthew 8, edification to the centurion. Matthew 15, edification to the Syrophoenician woman. God edifies. God builds. That's what God does. He builds. I will build my church. And when it comes to edification, the gates of hell cannot prevail. We are involved in the ministry of edification. So, Father, thank you tonight. If you are here tonight and you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, Jesus loves you tonight. He wants to build you. He wants to establish a foundation in our lives. So we thank you tonight. Say, Jesus, save me tonight. Save me. I want to be born again. With our eyes closed and our heads bowed in the assembly hall or on the internet, Jesus, save me. Jesus, deliver me. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, send the Spirit, the person of the Spirit, into my life. I want to be born again. If that's you, put your hand up on the internet. Acknowledge it. Jesus loves you tonight and saves. And if you're here tonight and you just need this ministry of edification, help us, God, to have that mindset to be built up and to build people up. Not flattery, but building people up spiritually in the Word, in grace, in love, in faith, with the gifts, through leadership. Help us, God, by the Spirit, to edify people. Help us, God. We all need to be helped in that area. Build us so we can build others. Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 2:5, let us rise up and build. And they said later on, same people, let us rise up and build. Nehemiah said, we're going to rise up and build. We thank you tonight. Let us rise up and build. Let us be people who edify ourselves through God and others. We thank you for this church that brings edification into all the world. Strength, encouragement, progress, advance, establishing people on a foundation. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.